Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Uh-oh, he's right. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. That was one of the most revealing, intentionally or not, I'm guessing unintentionally, things that Nick Sirianni has given us all season. So the question there from Elliot, you know, because there's been a lot of talk, we've talked about this week, why does this offense not look like Kellen Moore's offense in the past, which had more under center? Right? I remember back in the spring, we Jalen said it was 95% new. This does not look 95% new. And then Nick Sirianni asked about it. And look, he didn't say Jalen Hurts. We all could read between the lines. But the idea is you do what the players do well. And the only way I could read that, Hugh, is that
he's doing what's comfortable with for Jalen.
Yes. And they don't think, or he doesn't think, someone there doesn't think, that he could do what Kellen Moore's offense used to look like
with Dak Prescott.
Yep.
And this is what this is going to progress into. And I know that people want to insulate the quarterback from certain criticisms and things of that nature. But the common denominator in all of this is Jalen. That's why I think it's important to look at this game this weekend and see how much they've evolved. Because the biggest issue that we've had over the last couple of weeks is that this offense feels stagnant with the talent that we have. And we're on our third offensive coordinator. I think it's starting to get to the point where you have to look, especially if it keeps trending in the direction that it's trending in.
Of course.
You have to start looking at the quarterback, man. I'm not there yet, but boy, we're rounding that corner. We're starting to round that corner a little bit. And especially when you don't find it odd that press conference ended as abruptly as it did.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was the technology, you know, the way it was how we were bringing it to you, how it was coming through here, or they just ended it. Like, I couldn't see, I wasn't watching, we're just listening to it. It was weird.
It's a little weird, man.
Ended abruptly, which is whatever that was. But here's my thing. 215-592-9494, do you trust the Eagles to win this football game on Sunday? And your reaction to what you just heard from Nick Sirianni, by the way, no update on Jalen Carter. That didn't sound great to me. It didn't sound like he said, I think he'll be fine.
When he said something about, you know, during the week.
Yeah, I think he said something like guys practice hard and things happen or something to that effect. Not a promising update. We'll get an injury update this afternoon. They have to put the practice report out, so we'll find out if he practiced and how they list him out, doubtful, questionable, whatever. But the what we heard there about the offense and doing things that the players do well, it all points back to maybe what they don't do. And for the record, I don't care what offense they run. Like, it's not it doesn't matter to me.
It just has to be effective.
Yes, right. The offense they ran 2 years ago, Hugh, the RPO game, Jalen the shotgun. If they could score 30 points a game doing that, we'd all take it. Obviously, they tried to adapt this. They brought in Kellen Moore because they thought that the league had caught up to that. And 5-6 weeks in, we're hearing things like, "Hey, this is what we do well, so we got to keep doing it." I don't believe he meant to say that the way he did, because now that
just opens up a whole can of worms.
Yes.
Reckless speculation.
Well, I could take you to Sunday at 4:30, win or lose, but obviously more on if the offense is a play great, right? If they're blah on offense, this is going to be fired right back at him, Kyle. Like, hey, remember Friday when you said this? Is that why you guys aren't in under center more?
I mean, well, you saw me. My jaw dropped when he said that.
Yep.
Because that's sort of what I've been theorizing for a while now, that it felt like everybody was sort of ignoring the obvious, or, you know, in denial about the obvious. And, oh, this can only possibly mean that Nick Sirianni's hand is too deep into this offense. It's the quarterback. I've been trying to say, like, while these coaches have been bozos for the most part of the last 2 years, you can't convince me they're so oblivious as to not try and build an offense around the strengths of their players. And the most important player on that offense is the quarterback.
But my thing is this, and this is how I looked at it. Now, there are certain skill sets that you have. But in order to evolve as a quarterback, and I'm not saying that this isn't happening, but to evolve as a quarterback and to evolve as an offense. You have to be able to challenge the quarterback. And if you're not – my question would be is this. Why are you not, as an offensive coordinator, challenging the quarterback to be better? Why are you falling into lockstep without saying, okay, this is Jalen, and this is who he is, and we're not going to get any better? Because I recall one of the things that I really liked about Jalen, and I think this is still true, is that he always wanted to evolve and get better as a quarterback. You don't have success in the NFL being the same cat that you were the year before.
Nope.
It just doesn't work like that, especially when you have teams that get film on you and the fact that we just played. Who was that we played early in the year? Todd Bowles. And Todd Bowles treated you like you was his stepson or whatever and little boyed you. He little boyed you. You don't get better in the NFL by staying the same. So my question would be this. If that's the case, and you're talking about you adapt the offense to your player skill set, your player at some point in their career has to evolve.
I agree with that. And I also wonder this. So let's just play it out. Like, how do they know that this isn't the Kellen Moore offense you were used to in the past? How do they know it's not the best for Jalen? I'm guessing they've tried some of this in practice and it doesn't look good. But Hugh, my question is how bad could it look? Because the offense they're running now ain't that good anyway. So is it really that bad? Jalen trying to play under center? Jalen trying to play more like Dak did in Dallas? Is it really that bad that they've scrapped it for the old stuff? That's the question I have. How bad could it be? I don't know. It's wild to me that we're here. And also, you look at some of the numbers, we talk about common denominators. Last 3 years, Jalen's towards the bottom every year, three different corners, and throwing over the middle. He doesn't feel comfortable, it seems, throwing over the middle. Now, is that coaching? It's three different coordinators, same head coach? I don't know. But the numbers are the numbers. He doesn't throw the ball over the middle. It's all to the outside. Jalen was actually asked the other day at his press conference Wednesday, hey, Jalen, why is that? It seems like every year you avoid the middle of the field. Is that just an accident? Is it you thought out? Here was Jalen on that.
So what?
Throwing over the middle of the field.
Yeah, what about it?
The reason why you think like that is the case.
I'm just not throwing it over the middle. Just kind of how it's going. It's not like I like throwing anywhere specifically. It's just that it panned out that way.
That makes no sense to me.
Do you think players know their own tendencies? Or you think he doesn't even
realize
it?
That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to.
Coaching should tell you, right?
Well, if you're watching film, should tell you. If, put it like this, Joe. If I'm a defensive coordinator, and I know I don't have to patrol the middle of the field, what do you think I'm going
to
do?
You're going to put him to the outside.
I'm going to push everything to the outside because I know that's where you only want to throw. You are limiting this offense by doing that. You are limiting this offense by letting that be a tendency because teams know that's not what you want to do. That's probably why this looks so clunky like it does, because you are going into a game. You're going into a street fight with one hand tied behind your back and a stick in your hand. That's what it sounds like. And to me, that makes no sense when you talk about the type of weapons that you have. You have a receiver that on any given Sunday, probably bigger than some of the linebackers that you got playing out there.
For sure, for sure.
Probably bigger than that. And is a monster. Give him the ball across the middle and let him go to work. If I'm not mistaken, early in Jalen's career, I've seen AJ do some crossing routes and things like that.
They did do more slants when he first got here.
Yeah, man, let that man eat. I don't understand that. I don't understand why everything for this team at the beginning of the game looks like if it ain't working down the field, then it ain't nothing happening. Who is that said? Marcus Spears said the other day, you live and die with A.J. Brown. I'm ad-libbing here, but that's basically what it is.
Yep.
And we've seen games like that. When A.J.'s not out there, nobody else gets a run. We saw it a little bit in the Saints game, which they actually won, but we still saw it. Shouldn't be that way. It makes you easy to defend when you don't spread the ball around and when you limit the amount of the field that you're actually using.
There's no question. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard and be part of the show. All right, your phone calls on do you trust this team to win the game Sunday? I don't. Hugh does in a tepid way. Kyle does not.
Well, after that press conference,
Uh-oh.
I'm still here, though. Uh-oh. I'm still here. I still believe, but I'm just like, damn.
No, you don't.
I do.
You are such a bad liar.
I do. Yeah, I believe.
It's pretty bad.
I believe. It's just, I need to hear that. You need to hear that.
Well, right? That's our head coach, so you did need to hear it. All right. And, of course, your reaction to what you heard there, the Eagles and Sirianni specifically asked about the offense, why it looks so much like, or, you know, doesn't look like the old Kellen Moore offenses. And Sirianni says you got to do what your players do best, which it's hard to read that any other way than Jalen Hurts doesn't do that thing well, or they don't think he would. So we're running the stuff we've always run. Let's go to Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on? Good afternoon,
hey,
guys.
Rob,
hey, Rob.
On,
what's
man?
Up?
What's up, you man? Hey, Hugh, stay off that bacon, man. But listen, real quick, I went there because I didn't get a chance to talk to you when I heard since the because I want to get to the Eagles, but that Phillies thing. Boy, that press conference was what do you call this guy? Thompson Topper.
Topper.
This guy
yeah.
is This guy is horrible. This guy, he is not a good manager. I mean, and Dave Dombrowski doesn't seem like he seemed like he wanted to mail it in. He
Eagles.
Like he didn't really want to be there.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I didn't like the tone. What did you think about? We got the Eagles this week. You trust them?
No, I don't trust those guys. You know what? It would behoove Howie and Jeffrey not to let this guy do so many press conferences, man, because every time he talks, you know, the air comes out of the balloon, man. I mean, why is this guy? Why don't you give him his own show on WIP? Every time I turn around, this guy's talking, and he's not saying nothing. He's talking loud and saying nothing. I mean, why is this guy on the radio so much with these press conferences, man?
Well, I think they're contractually obligated, Rob, and we appreciate the phone call. Talking loud and saying nothing. Maybe Sirianni should have a show here. I think that fits in with the rest of us, talking loud.
Just saying nothing.
Saying a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So NFL coaches are contractually obligated. They have rules. I mean, they have to speak after the game. They have to do one during the week,
yeah,
one end of the week.
Yeah, they know what's going on. They're taking us behind the curtain.
Well, and part of it is especially now, is with the gambling stuff. People need to know the latest on injuries, even though these coaches try to dance around it.
Mm-hmm.
That hit me there. The Jalen Carter thing, he got hurt in practice on Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. Sirianni didn't seem overly confident that he's going to be fine. Now, he didn't give us anything in terms of concrete, but I just get a sense Jalen Carter.
You get a sense it might be a lot worse than anticipated.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's serious, but I don't know if he's playing Sunday. Albert in Maple Shade. Hey, Albert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
good, Albert?
Albert.
What are you feeling?
So, I'm feeling, I don't even know at this point. I'm not even going to lie with you guys. So, at the same time, I feel like this week is the perfect week to get the offense going. Because, you know, the defense has been playing pretty decent this year. sorry. Actually, the Giants' offense to our defense just wouldn't really compare. So I feel like...
I just want to hear you say. You said the Giants' offense versus our defense doesn't compare. That was your point?
Yeah, like, I feel like the Giants aren't really going to do much offensively.
They probably won't. Like they're both not good, right? Yeah, the Eagles' defense isn't very good. The Giants' offense isn't very good. The only thing I would say is Malik Nabers gives me a little bit of worry. Their rookie receiver, he's. I mean, I don't know anyone that would drop him in fantasy because that's ridiculous. But most, he's legit.
Attacked.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, the idiots do that.
I feel y'all doubling down on attacking.
He's an idiot.
I'm okay with that though.
But no, but I'm not really worried about the Giants' offense at all. I feel like if our defense plays pretty good, you know, I think Q is, I think he's going to do good against Nabers. I think they're going to pair them against each other because that's going to be a competition for years to come. I feel like he's going to lock him down. I mean, he's locked down very good receivers so far. He's one of the best. I mean, he's playing like one of the best corners right now in the league right now.
That's going to be a fun one. And you're right. We'll get to see that for years to come, Albert. The Quinyon Mitchell and Nabers. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I think this is the week where we see the offense bloom a little bit. But after that press conference, I am kind of worried about.
What are we talking about?
About Jalen a little bit, but I don't know how much he can really grow from this point. I feel like it's just, this is him. Like, we're not really going to see much growth from after that.
Well, it might be, Albert. That happens, and Albert, we appreciate it. I always think we think that all quarterbacks just get better and better and better. Some do.
They're supposed to.
They're supposed, but some do, right? Like Tom Brady's obviously the best example of it. They just keep growing and getting better. Some don't. Some stagnate, right? They're Cam Newton's the one I always use because he was an MVP. I mean, Cam Newton was excellent at one point, and then he never evolved, and as his athleticism waned, his shoulder got banged up.
Yeah, he just got worse.
Yeah, he wasn't a great player. All right, you know what we do around this time every week? A little Q&A on a Football Friday.
Yes, and it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn, award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
By the way, the Jug, this is the time of year for their pumpkin wings. Remember those last year?
Yeah, that was. Hey, man, I can't complain. Those, I'm not a pumpkin guy.
But those?
But those were tasty. Those were tasty.
All right, here's my Q&A question for you this week, Hugh. So Eagles up at MetLife against the Giants. We discussed earlier if we think Saquon's going to get, you know, really booed, kind of booed, the reception. When you went on the road, which fans gave it to you, maybe you specifically, or the Eagles the worst? Was it the Giants? Was it the Cowboys? Was it some other loud fan base? Like, go back to when you played, your memory of the loudest, harshest fans on a road game.
No, I remember, but that time was different. But I remember playing against the Rams in the NFC Championship game. That was loud.
Well, that was the RCA Dome?
Yeah.
That was a loud stadium.
That's the one that jumps out. Playing in Kansas City against them, that was loud, too. I would say, as far as the fan base is concerned and the rivalries that we are part of, mm-hmm. I would say, I think the one that's sticking out to me is the Cowboys. That's the one. Because, you know, we hate the Cowboys, man. And I think back to that pickle juice game when we went down there, and there was no greater feeling than beating the brakes off the Cowboys in their home opener, the beginning of the season. With all that stuff that they had on the line, and we went down there and we trounced them. That was awesome. And had their fans be quiet.
And that felt like the beginning of the switch in the NFC. Yeah, so that it became your division.
Yeah.
No longer their division.
My house. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's going to be Sunday's going to have a little extra energy to it, I think, than some of these Giants-Eagles games of recent years. The Saquon thing is gigantic, obviously. And then you throw in the Sirianni thing, because we don't know what Sirianni we're getting on Sunday. Loose lips here, Sirianni.
Spaceships.
They do. And I don't know what just happened about a half hour ago, but it certainly was interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? They're 3-point favorites. They've beaten the Giants 17 out of 21 times. 5-2 with Sirianni and Hurts. It's a game we should trust him to win. I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh's talking himself into it.
No, he's not.
He's tepid. He's wavering. Hugh, how are you feeling right
now? He's lying.
I feel
says
good.
Says it all.
No.
says it all.
I feel good. I still feel good about my stance that, man, this ain't gonna be pretty. Because I'm asking and expecting this team to have all its warts fixed in a week's time. I think that's impossible.
You might be good at
crazy.
How
can you trust them if you think that if they win, it'll be ugly?
Because a win is a win.
No.
Yes.
Well, this week it is. But
win is a win.
But that's not conducive to trust.
That is conducive to trust.
No, it's not. Like, trust would be like, they're going to win. I have no questions in my mind.
I know what it is. So you never drive with the tank getting close to E?
Yeah. And you trust the car?
Well, or you say, you know what? I'm good. I think I'll make it home. But do you really trust it? Like, full tank, you trust you're getting home.
Yeah.
You got, right now the Eagles are on like a 16th of a tank. We're trying to get home here.
You got to look and see. Say, I know what you're talking about because I've done this several times.
It's because you only put $20 in.
I put 20, but it's 40. It's 40.
40, excuse me.
It's $40. So I know, like from where, if I say in my truck it say 22 miles, I know within that 22 miles there's a gas station on the way, so I'm cool. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
so that's kind of where I'm at with the Eagles.
Kick this off on Sunday. We don't have a gas station. We got to play those 60 minutes.
I'm cool. I'm cool with that because I understand within them 22 miles.
This guy is unbelievable. 215-592-9494. We'll see how confident they are up in New York, and we'll get to the importance of this game. Is this a game the Eagles have to win? We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is an absolute must-win game for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, right now they sit on the outside looking in at the NFC playoffs. That's not a good spot for them considering they have a high-paid, high-powered offense that only scored 20 points last week. And they had, in my view, the best offseason acquisition in the NFL in Saquon Barkley.
Sal Pal, not holding back, must win for the Eagles. You agree?
Oh, totally. They had to after the week you just had? Mm. Yeah. Man, you got to salve this wound. You got to salve these wounds you have right now. You got to.
Is it a must win, though?
Yes.
They're 3-2.
Yeah, it's a must win from the standpoint of if they don't, we're going to be killing them Monday.
We're going to kill them if they win close.
Yes, but it's a different kind of killing. Like, it's a murdering. It's a crime scene right. come Monday if they lose to the Giants.
Here's how I frame it. They need to win one on this road trip of two games. Now, I don't think they're going to beat Cincinnati next week. So with
I hope they will.
It really would behoove them to win this game. But if they come back from these two games 4-3, they're in a good spot.
Yeah, they are.
They have
but
Jacksonville
still.
After that, and that should be an absolute win at home. That's 5-3. If they're 5-3 through 8, I think they're going to be okay. They can't be 4-4 through 8 or, I mean, anything worse.
No, you can't. This is how I look at it, Joe. You can't have the week we just had and the press conference we just listened to and then come out there and lay a big old stinky turd against the Giants.
Well,
you can't
I mean, they might.
You can't do that.
Kyle, must win?
Yeah, of course it's a must win.
You might not make it to next week.
You can't lose to the right. Giants, man. Like, think about this. We talked about this yesterday, the Eagles a playoff team. If they're going to be a playoff team, it might. So the one path is by winning the division.
Right.
The Commanders.
It's a division game.
Yeah. Commanders won their division game against the Giants.
Yep.
They also beat the Bengals next week. Like, if it comes down to a common opponents thing and
point.
We lose to the Bengals, like, the Commanders are going to take that. And then just the fact that the NFC, like, you kind of need to stack wins. If you can't win the division, then you're going to be squeaking in as a wild card team.
It's a conference game.
And yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's a tough, like, there are some tough teams in this conference. Like, the Eagles can't drop this game to the Giants.
Well, then I'll call it a can't lose. All right? Can I hold the must wins until 2 weeks from now, three weeks from now?
No, it's a must win.
It's a can't lose.
No.
You gotta give it up.
Well, maybe I'm telling myself this because I don't trust them to win anyway.
We'll be eulogizing this season if they lose.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
That's 3-3. We're doing a eulogy next week.
You can't lose to the Giants.
I don't know about the eulogy part of it, Joe, but.
Reverend Douglas, say a few kind words.
It's going to be real uncomfortable around these parts. You lose to the Giants. After the week we just had. We just had our coach cut all his hair off, sat in the press conference, had the whole 50 Cent moment.
Uh-huh.
And then you go up there into New York and lose this game after. You know what? You know what's funny that I don't think anybody picked up on in the last couple of weeks? Because I reflect some night.
Observing Douglas. Night.
Epiphanies. Every time, I'm starting to believe, who was the quarterback that said this team has rabbit ears? Starting to believe that a little bit.
Chase Daniel.
Coach, yes.
Chase. First week. Talked about tackling. Seth went in on tackling.
And then they did a new drill.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
Seth went in on tackling. So much so that now the media has picked up on the fact that they actually have somebody in there that's the tackling dummy. Not a player. Just a guy in there that they could wrap up the... You know, wrap up the
it's like a coach.
Running
is
back.
It a coach?
I think it is. Have you seen the videos?
Yeah, I was trying to figure who it was.
And
yeah.
Now, the new thing is starting faster. And what was it? I can't remember. I had it. It was something that they
tempo.
tempo. It was tempo and something else, Joe, that all of a sudden, because we're talking about it more, that it's become an emphasis in practice.
So should we test our boundaries here and just suggest something ridiculous and then see if they do it?
But my point is this. You have way more resources and access to look at these things and correct these things on a daily basis, more so than we do as fans. Mm. But I just find it kind of odd and interesting at the same time that when we talk about it ad nauseum, then it becomes something that they do a hard course correct, but you're watching it every day.
Well, you might be onto something. Chase Daniel said the rabbit ears. So that, and again, I don't know if it's just specifically us, but it's what's being said.
It's what's being said.
And they're paying attention.
And I think you're dead on, because if you remember, I don't know if you caught this, in the post-game press conference, remember when Sirianni was going like, oh, you guys have a job to do. Like, we're going to fix it. You know what he slipped in there? He's like, I say that to you guys because I don't want it to be in their heads, in the players' heads. Like, this rabbit ears thing is, I found the cut. So he says this at the end of it. Like, I'm telling you guys this because I don't want the slow start thing to be in their heads. So here.
Because y'all are making a big deal about it. I mean, guys, we're going to figure it out. We're going to fix it. We've known how to score in the past. Like, we get it. You guys have a job to do, and you're going to fixate on one thing, and you're going to be like, oh, they haven't started fast, or they haven't turned the ball over.
Because
like,
it's the truth.
We got it. Like, we're going to do everything we can do to fix it. Like, and I don't want that to be in their heads. That's why I'm basically telling you guys, all right, we got it. We'll figure it out.
Sometimes, like,
you know, when you're winking and nodding at someone, you're not supposed to let everyone know. Like, if his plan is, hey, I'm going to tell the media we got it so the players don't think about it, don't tell us that.
I feel
we got to teach this guy how to lie.
And again, another thing, Joe, you have to learn how not to share everything.
Oversharing doesn't work.
Oversharing does not work because you're right to a certain extent, Coach. We're picking apart everything that's being said because we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
To wrap it back into what we were originally just talking about, like, that's why Elliott asked him the question, whose offense is this? Because Sirianni's the one up there volunteering. I called this. Guess what? I called a defensive play. He's doing this to himself. I mean, he's the reason we have all these questions right now.
I have a suggestion for Fox on Sunday. They used to do this a lot in baseball when there were some eccentric managers. I remember when I was a kid, Lou Piniella would just lose his mind half the time. And the camera used to be on Lou Piniella a lot. I'm telling you, on Sunday, they need to pan a series. This is just from like a just TV interesting perspective.
That's going
to
happen.
They should have that camera on Sirianni anytime something's not going well, even if it is going well, because he'll give you the excitement. Just put the camera on him. He's the story on Sunday.
You ain't got to worry about that. That's going to happen.
Oh, I think we're going to see. They should. What's it like? A call goes the wrong way, or maybe he doesn't agree with something. He's going to lose. Like, we are in must watch TV area for Sirianni. I wish we had an offense that was must watch. We got a coach that is must watch. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles? Alan in Glassboro. What's up, Alan?
I trust the Eagles to win on Sunday. I'll tell you why. The offense is going to be more efficient. Saquon will have a good game. The ball will be spread around. And the offense will be balanced. But
from your lips to God's ears.
You know, fair enough. I didn't consider that.
It's a division game. It's an important game, and they will win it because it's a division game. And also, I'll go one game further. They will beat Cincinnati.
Please
tell me, talk to me.
I just want this weekend, dog. I don't want to look too far ahead. I just want to get this one. Let's just work on this weekend.
Gives you the confidence, Alan? I'm curious.
What gives me the confidence? You said Jalen is not.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Leave him alone. Let him cook.
How many quarterback coaches and how many offensive coordinators have we had?
He's had one coach.
Come on.
Two coaches, Doug and Nick, and he's had let's line them up, right? We started off with Doug as his offensive coach. I guess it was Morningweg was there, and then we went to Shane Steichen, and then we went to Brian Johnson, and now we got Kellen Moore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
No, we letting you cook. Go for it. It's all you.
Hey, but he's trying to pump you up.
Does that make a difference? I mean, give him time. Has he accepted the fact when he wasn't good? Did he state that he wasn't good?
He did do that.
Yeah.
He took accountability.
That's right. Now, when is the defensive coordinator going to do some accountability?
Yeah, when is he going to do accountability?
When's he going to get down from the booth and act like a coach?
Yeah, and coach from the sideline.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. But see, you're critical of Jalen.
Yes.
But this guy.
That's Joe. For the most
part. I respect him. I never played football. A lot of it. When I see the four can't get one, you gotta do something else.
Alan, you got it. I agree. He's trying to drown Alan out.
That didn't fire you up.
Don't suppress Alan.
Why is your Kixie Cowboy?
He's suppressing Alan. Alan has the keys to a victory on Sunday.
I was getting fired up.
I think you were suppressing Alan.
I was feeling that, man.
You did wrong for that, Kyle.
Dude.
I think how he looking like he ain't do nothing.
I think they're going to win now. Alan's right.
You held Alan back. Mm-hmm. It's on you.
That was a little bit holding back.
Alan had the key to victory.
And now you were turning music. You see how you turned the music out now. Alan got a point though.
I liked Alan. Call again.
I don't like the reactionary.
What was Alan's point?
I forgot. but I don't like, you know, I got ADD, man. I got my own stuff going on up here, man.
Said you liked it.
I got my own stuff going on up here. I'm trying to think of the point that I was trying to make.
By the way, you know, when you just said you forgot, it made me wonder this. So Hugh's got a new place, everyone. He's moving. He's actually getting a place. So when I moved, we moved summer of 2019. We left Jersey to go to Bucks County in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. And I was working at night then. For like 2 months, I'd say once every other week, I drove to the wrong house.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Not all the way. But,
oh, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
But like two or three times, I got, I don't know, 15 minutes going to the wrong house.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
And I just wonder if you're going to do the same thing.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. It's a whole different direction.
No, mine was too.
And no, I'm not going to do it. I'm probably going to be. Now, I just want to put this out here. And it's nothing personal. But I'm definitely going to be antisocial for the next couple weeks.
No, you can't do that before
I
you move
am.
In.
I'm
you
just
got new
you know,
neighbors.
Don't knock on the door.
No, they're coming for Halloween.
No, don't knock on the door. Don't offer me any cookies or nothing like that because I don't want them. I don't know you like that.
Wait a second. You're not taking free cookies?
No. I don't know them like that. I don't even know if somebody knew how to bake cookies.
Hugh's new neighbors. Bring them cookies.
No.
You bring them
don't,
here. You
don't bring
them here.
Me. Okay.
Kyle, you want the cookies? I want the cookies.
Yeah. Y'all just eat anybody cookies?
Yes. Come on, neighbors. They're trying to be neighborly.
You think someone's trying to poison you?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not that friendly initially. It takes me a while to warm up, man. I'm just saying.
You know what warms me
up? I appreciate
cookies.
It. I appreciate it, but no, none of that knocking on the door, talking about, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. No, don't do that. I don't want to meet your kids. I don't want to.
So it's like somebody
don't
knocks up,
talk about,
they got a freshly baked pie.
No. Oh,
that goes in the trash?
Wait a minute. Okay. What does she look like? Is she single?
Who said it was
maybe
a she?
Maybe it's a he.
No, if it's a guy that baked
maybe
me a pie,
maybe it's
Alan.
Pie.
Better not be no dude in my neighborhood bringing me a pie.
Why not?
No.
Is that not masculine enough?
No. You better bring, if it's a dude, and I still might turn it down, you better bring some brisket. You better bring some brisket
or
something.
The funny part about this guy will accept any gift that Cowboy Jim brings him, but he won't take a pie from a neighbor.
Because it's bourbon.
Yeah.
If you want to bring me some bourbon.
So basically, what you've just done here is just said, please bring me liquor, and then we'll be friends.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
That's what I heard.
Initially, when I move in, I'm just not friendly. I just want to move in, because this has been a trying time for me. It's been two whole years, man.
Oh, man. So
I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to move in. I just want to transition and not be bothered. Kids, don't knock on the door for Halloween, because Halloween in the next couple weeks. Don't do that.
Yeah, you picked the wrong time to move, man.
No, I'm not moving.
You're going to make all
those
neighbors.
Don't hit me with the trick-or-treats.
All those friends.
And you know what I probably just did? I probably just got my house egged.
There's no question. That whole neighborhood's going to do that to you. Let's go back to the phones here. Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, good afternoon, boys.
What's going on, man?
Listen, Hugh, you coming to Delco, Hugh?
No, Delaware, not Delco. That's different, right? Kyle, that's Delaware.
Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
we got the DEL, but yeah, it's a little different. Well, congratulations, Hugh.
Well, thank you, man.
Listen, we're going to play little Rob's Clues instead of Hugh's Clues, okay?
We got you. What you got?
I'm going to give you a bunch of adjectives. You got to guess Joe, Hugh, whoever comes up with the first, who I'm describing, okay?
Okay, yep.
S. Who do you think I'm talking about? Take a shot.
Sirianni.
Sirianni. Ding, ding, ding. There you go, Joe. Hugh, you want a new house, Hugh. There you go. I got your new house.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
This is what we got as a head coach. Like, I mean, are we kidding ourselves? That last caller that Kyle was degrading that Rocky music to, that guy? Kyle, come on. You got to pick your spots better to play that music. Come on now. I mean,
Allen was cooking. Kyle just drowned him out.
That was the best. What do you mean? That didn't fire you up?
Kyle, he's delusional. I mean, did you hear our head coach?
Hold on. Everybody that's done a fire-up speech for the Eagles this year is delusional. I mean, you have to be.
Well, you know what? I can't argue that. You are right. They are delusional. I mean, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but it starts from the top, right? Right? You cut off the head of the snake, right? And that guy is the head of the snake. Do you feel confident in that head coach?
No, he just shaved his head and he's screaming at fans.
He's a nut job, Hugh. He's whack, Hugh. He was fit right
that's
in
not,
Delco.
That's not. That's speculative. Speculative. Huh? Speculative.
Speculative. It's speculative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not written in stone yet. We don't know for sure.
Listen, we don't run any motion. We don't run any, different plays. We don't go across the middle of the field. We don't have a quarterback under center. Listen, you think Jalen ain't pissed right now? I want them to ask Jalen right now. Get him on the phone. Call WIP Jalen, and let's see how he feels about the head coach right now. Joe, you can ask him that question right now. He's calling our quarterback a dummy. He's calling our quarterback incapable of being a real NFL quarterback to run a real offense that they want to run.
So, Rob, I do wonder, and Rob, it's an interesting point, a good phone call. I do wonder how Jalen will feel when that is brought back to him. I don't know the next time Jalen speaks. Could be Sunday after the game. That from Sirianni will be brought back to him. I mean, it will be. I mean, I don't know if he's going to give an answer or not, but that will be brought back to him. All right, we do it every Friday. We kind of eavesdrop on the enemy. What's going on? What are they talking about up in New York Sports Radio, WFAN?
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
Huge deal for the Giants. Saquon Barkley coming back to MetLife. We'll see if he gets an extra boost. And you heard Phil say it yesterday or Wednesday that he looks really good. So the offensive line problems of the Giants are a real issue.
Well, the Eagles got one too. They lost their tackle, Jordan Mailata.
Right.
And they also lost Darius Slay. I don't think he's going to be playing either.
No, I don't think he is.
Backs. Right. So you're going to have young defensive backs, young wide receivers. I mean, you know, quite frankly, I would think that it should be a highly competitive game well into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and the Eagles really haven't looked great the entire year.
Win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. But now they have their full complement of
wide receivers,
players. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, you know, so this is what you want. This is what they want.
Right,
they wanted
so they're predicting a back and forth game. I mean, I didn't hear anything there that was egregious.
Nothing egregious. Just Boomer kind of being Boomer.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
He wasn't the biggest fan of Boomer when they played together.
I know, dude.
I'm not a fan of Boomer. I mean, I know he, and I'm not about to speak ill of Boomer.
That's okay.
He's in the company.
Giants fan, though.
He's in the company, but I'm not a Boomer fan.
Let's ratchet up this rivalry.
Let's go.
We had Tiki against Saquon. Remember when he signed here? Tiki went in on Saquon. Now we get Hugh and Boomer.
No, I'm just saying.
Ex-Jets.
See, you know what the problem with that is? I'm the type that, you know, to start off jovial.
Then
Yad's calling me in the office like, Hugh, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you know. So I tend not to, you know.
Engage, yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
Because, you know, then the first thing I do is say something real pointed like, you know, you're number one, but with my middle finger.
Yeah, and then we got a problem.
We got a problem. Yeah. You're looking at me like, whoa, what happened? You know, nah, we're not cool.
All right, let's go to Black Gritty. Who's up next? Black Gritty!
Black Gritty!
Joey Bear, Hugh, what it do? Quinn Jett, stop being a menace. Quinn, you just out here.
He's doing people any kind of way.
Yeah, I mean,
Kyle's an idiot.
Kyle acts like Hugh on Twitter. You know, he's just out here being a rat.
Wait, but don't say that, man. The boss might be listening.
Twitter's broke down. It's just down. Don't check it. So what do you mean, Joe, you don't trust the Eagles? You don't trust the Eagles?
No. How can I trust this team to win a game? They almost lost to the Browns.
So let me just say something that America feels. You don't know anything about sports, and you got a job by the grace of God. We don't know how you got this job. But if you don't trust the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't know nothing about sports, okay? So Daniel Jones hasn't thrown a touchdown at MetLife all year. I trust that he's going to get one this week against the Philadelphia Eagles. I trust that CJ DJ is going to be the one to let up that touchdown. I almost guarantee it. He's either going to stand by and watch it happen, or he's going to fake coverage over the middle down in the end zone there. That's what I trust. I trust them to beat themselves. I trust that the standard that – remember when they used to say the standard is the standard? When we were on our rise to the Super Bowl. They said it all the time, right? I got a T-shirt made of it. I sold a lot of them. The standard now is a heart attack situation, barely get a win. You're lucky if we do anything positively right, okay? So I trust them to be who they've shown me to be, okay? I don't hope that they're going to change. I don't hope that therapy is going to fix it. I don't hope that the relationship is going to get better. The relationship is the relationship that I'm stuck in. I trust them to be who they are. I trust them to go out there and get the ugliest George W. in America because if not, this head coach is going to get fired. You know what you need to do, Nick? You need to make sure that the Moore family wants to have their GM shave his head because he's on a hot seat watch, okay? Go out there and have the new giant killer. I know they're going to line up against him. I know that they, you know what? They want nothing more than to have Saquon get 2 yards. Then that means A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith better have 3,000 receiving yards and 92 touchdowns because you know what the game plan is. So if you can't go up there to New York and change things around and get me a George W., I trust that the city's going to burn your face when you drive back down the turnpike. That's what I trust. I trust and believe that they're going to kill us and it's going to be stressful. And I can't have no joy watching football this season. But you know what it is? It's a football Friday. And I say it like I always say it. Y'all fine!
Love you, Black Gritty. Appreciate it. And Black Gritty, we hope you continue to feel good. We're with you, buddy. 215-592.
Prayers with you, bro.
9494. We're with you, Black Gritty. We love you, and we want you to continue to be well. Can we check in? Can we eavesdrop one more time up in New York? What are they talking about?
And the injury guarantees and all of that stuff. I mean, really, for me, Daniel Jones and that offense against this Philadelphia defense, it's had its issues as well. You know, you score 24 points, I think you can win the game because I think the Giants defense is good enough to keep that Philadelphia offense, even with the full complement of stars, under 24 points. I really think that they could win this game. If they're going to win this game, it's going to be something like 24-20.
One of the biggest problems that Philadelphia has right now is that they
their
are
head
not
coach.
Well, whatever, yeah, but they're not creating any turnovers on defense. They only have 2 turnovers.
Well,
think about that.
Why do we have to keep agreeing with these guys? They're right. I think that number actually makes sense. The number Greg Giannotti threw out here, 24 feels like the number that will win the game on Sunday. If the Eagles get to 24, I don't think the Giants are getting to 26 or 27. 24 feels right. Will the Eagles get to 24?
Yeah, they have the potential to. But to your point, we don't know how. Like, you just heard. To me, I heard every possession is precious. And the Giants know that. So if they take their possessions that they're given and they score 24 points with those possessions, that they have a chance of winning. But us, on the other hand, we still playing tiddlywinks. We trying to feel things out
just
to see what you're going to do. What you going to do? No, what you going to do? No, score. Score. I think there's a sense of urgency to score. That's what I was going to say. This week, I think that because there's been so much talk about not scoring in the first half,
they're going to do it.
There's going to be a sense of urgency to score.
There better
That's
be.
Something you watch for.
There better be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.